So now will the summer spectacular go off with a bang in the Arches.
Get that down your neck.
Ah, cheers, Mike.
Don't you think you two better slow down?
We've only had a couple.
Three?
Who's counting?
I am.
Hey, don't forget we're going to the Royal tomorrow, Neil. You don't want a hangover.
I won't have.
Here, you two's dragged us along here. We're going to listen to classical music for 2 hours. I need a bit of euthanasia.
Don't you mean anaesthetic?
Oh, if you say so.
Just listen to him.
Oh, no, it's pathetic.
I reckon we'd better start on the sandwiches, don't you? Give them something to soak up the beer.
Good idea.
Do you want to start these?
Yeah.
I'll do the sausage rolls.
OK.
Oi! Eddie! Eddie!
He can't hear you, Mike. He's got his ear protectors on.
What the hell for?
I'll go and get him.
Hey, we're going to make a start on the food now, Neil.
I know. I shan't be a minute.
Eddie! Take them off!
Get yourself over here. Have a beer, mate.
Oh, no, sir.
You what?
I've got responsibilities tonight, you know.
Oh, I'm glad somebody's being sensible.
I'm firing a cannon, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That what the ear protectors are for?
Oh, make hell of a racket, them cannons. I'll end up deaf. Mind you, we'll have to listen to the old man moan.
Yeah, we've got plenty of food, Eddie. You're welcome to join us.
Oh, no, thanks, Becky, love. I had something with Clary earlier. And my belly's full of butterflies.
Oh, you'll be fine.
You'd better have something, Neil.
All right, love, when I'm ready, stop fussing.
Oh, hello, Mr. Archer.
Oh, hello, Mike. You enjoying yourself?
Yes, all right. Ain't heard no music yet.
Oh, they'll be starting any minute now.
What time are you on, Mr. Archer?
Oh, we're not on till the end.
It's in the programme. Look, Susan.
Oh, yeah.
Between you and me, I wish we were on first. I just want to get it over with.
Hey, don't you worry, Mr. Archer. Whatever else happens, you can count on me.
Oh, that's reassuring.
You're only banging a gun.
First cannon? If I gets it wrong, the whole thing falls apart, doesn't it, Mr. Archer? Yeah,
if it hasn't fallen apart already.
Can I offer you a sausage roll, Mr. Archer?
Or a drink. There's plenty of beer.
No, I couldn't possibly.
We artists live on our nerves, don't we?
Yes, Eddie, if you say so. If you'll excuse me, I'd better get back to Jill. She'll be wondering where I've got to.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, thanks, Susan.
Yeah, break a leg, Mr. Archer.
Mike.
Or should it be snap a baton?
Oh, goodness sake.
I'm just trying to liven things up a bit. Yeah, are you ready for another, Neil?
No, he isn't.
Blimey, me, mate. I never saw your lips move.
I can decide for myself, Susan.
Remember he's on tomorrow.
I said I'd talk to them, that's all.
Oh, I've changed my mind. I reckon I will have one, Mike, if that's OK.
Yeah, help yourself.
Need so much to calm me nerves.
Unless you'd rather have a Pimm's.
You what?
That's what Brian Aldridge is drinking. Look at the spread they got over there.
Keep your voice down.
I can afford it. That's what you get from exploiting the working man.
You're too right.
Do you know how much you gave Sammy Whipple?
How much?
$15,000.
What?
Yeah, for a lifetime of loyal service.
Yeah. Typical.
And the poor chap's got to go and live with his sister in Falkersham, opposite the football ground.
I think they're about to begin. Yeah,
we like living in the town. It's a proper countryman, is Sammy.
We shouldn't try and force a bloke to abandon his roots. It's not right.
Be quiet, Neil.
What's it?
William Tell Overture.
No, it's Chemo Savvy. It's a Lone Ranger.
Sit down.
Hi, old Silver! Away!
Pass me the Chablis, Jenny.
Darling, can't you wait?
How much longer does this piece last?
They're only playing the first movement. It's nearly finished.
All right.
Me.
Brilliant. Now, can I have the Chablis?
Help yourself.
Listen to
him. Who is it?
It's Mike Tucker. How can he show his appreciation in the proper way?
He isn't doing any harm, darling.
He behaved appallingly during the Rossini.
We're not at the festival hall, Brian. This is supposed to be a fun event.
Well, I just think there are certain standards, that's all. No matter where you are.
It's all right, darling. You've made your point.
I've had a good mind to go and have a word with Nigel.
I'd rather you ate some more food.
I've been eating all night.
Have you had some potato salad?
Yes.
Oh, how about the tureen?
Oh, two helpings. It's delicious.
Perhaps Debbie will eat some more when she gets back.
Well, not all this, she won't.
I've made far too much, haven't I?
Well, never mind. We can eat it up tomorrow. And the day after.
Nobody's touched the mushroom pate.
Well, look, I might try some later, when I get my second win.
I made that in case Kate came back.
I know, darling.
Pass me the mobile, will you?
Is there any point?
I want to speak to her, Brian.
Oh, I know you do.
That Morwenna, or should I say Maureen, can't keep her mobile switched off all the time, surely.
I don't see why she bothers having one in the first place.
At least it's some kind of link.
I suppose so. Any joy?
Just a minute. No, it's still switched off. Oh, if only we knew where she was.
She's by the sea, communing with the ocean.
But where?
Oh, darling, I want to hear from her just as much as you do. And I want to see my granddaughter.
Why is she so thoughtless?
It's a bit late to be asking that question, don't you think?
I saw Roy Tucker today.
Oh, yes.
Poor boy was in a dreadful state. I felt so useless. I wish there was more I could do to help him.
You gave him Morwenna's number, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, one of you must get through eventually.
Well, I'll try again.
Now? The music's going to start again in a minute, isn't it?
One more try. Well, it's bad enough for us, but... Well, imagine how Roy must be feeling. He's convinced it's his child. Not able to see her. It must be awful.
His father doesn't seem too bothered about it all.
Still nothing.
Well, leave it for tonight, darling.
Hello, Brian. Jennifer.
Phil, hello.
I see you've got your baton at the ready.
Yes, it's my turn after the planets.
How are you feeling?
Well, you know, it's very odd, but suddenly I feel quite calm.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
I've been driving poor Jill mad for weeks, worrying, going over in my mind everything that could go wrong, but now it's time to go. I'm actually quite excited.
I must say, I think it's a marvellous way to finish off a night like tonight. The 1812, don't you, Brian?
Oh, yes.
The evening seems to have gone very well, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
I know Elizabeth and Nigel are very pleased.
Look, it looks like the orchestra are all back in their seats.
Oh, good. Which planet is it?
It's Jupiter, the bringer of jollity.
Oh, lovely.
You'll recognise I vow to thee my country.
Oh, yes. And good luck with your finale, Phil.
Right. Good luck. Thank you.
All the best, Mr. Archer.
Yeah, make sure and he gives it some welly, Mr. Ray.
That'd better be your last one, Neil.
All right, love. Give it a rest. You've been going on at me all night.
You've been drinking beer like it's going out of fashion.
I've had a few cans, that's all.
It's not as if we can afford it.
Oh, don't start, Susan. I thought we were here to enjoy ourselves.
I'm sorry, Neil. I don't mean to nag you, but I'm worried.
Well, about a few cans of beer.
About tomorrow. It'll be no good if you've got a hangover.
I'll be all right.
Hey, you gonna help me finish these last two then, Neil?
No, I'll stick with this one, thanks.
Sit down, Mike.
Oh, everyone else is standing up. Come on, you two. Won't be able to see anything down there.
Do you think we should?
Mike's right, love. Everyone else is on their feet.
All right, then.
Aye, in bad this classical music lark, is it? Didn't expect to enjoy myself as much as this.
That's got more to do than six cans of beer.
Ah, rubbish. Music you can get your teeth into, this is. But come on, Neil, don't go all serious on me now.
Go on, then, hand it over.
That's the spirit.
You realise you're standing right in front of us, eh?
It's all right, bro. I'm sorry, Mr.
We can't see a thing back there.
We're about to stay here, then, aren't you?
Well, we only stood up because everybody else was.
But that's true, Brian.
Yeah, it's like last night of the what's it?
The proms.
That's it.
Hardly.
Can I offer you something to eat, Mrs. Aldridge?
No, thanks, Susan. I couldn't eat another thing.
I'm afraid we've run out of beer, Mr. Aldridge. Just seen off the last two cans, haven't we now?
Yeah, I'll manage with that, don't you worry.
Just a minute. What's Eddie doing?
He's left his camel.
He's coming over here.
I've never seen him run so fast.
He never moves like that when we're playing cricket.
Poor Phil looks frantic.
Well, I'm not surprised. Eddie's supposed to let off the first bang.
That's only second now.
But what's the matter, mate? You lost your bottle?
No, no, me ear.
Your protectors.
Yeah.
Oh, are you sure you left them here?
I must have done.
Well, where are they?
I put them down when I was having that deer.
All right, let's have a look, then.
Now they're not in the cool box.
They're not under the blankets.
This is ridiculous.
Eureka! What? Here they are, under the empties.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Go on, mate, on your bike.
Mr. Archer's looking over here.
It's OK, Mr. Archer!
Don't hear you, Mike.
Give him the thumbs-up sign.
Go on, Eddie.
How much longer, Mrs. Aldridge, before the cannon? Well, I can't be exactly sure, but it's not long.
Look at Eddie. He can hardly stand up.
He's nearly there.
Keep going, Eddie.
He's coming!
He's putting his earmuffs on!
He'll never do it.
Come on, Eddie.
I don't believe this.
Phil's pointing at him.
Come on, Eddie. You can do it.
Right, this is the last lot of pork I'm cutting up, Tommy. We'll be out by this afternoon.
Make the pieces smaller, then.
If they get any smaller, the customers won't see the pork and eat the cocktail sticks.
It's the price of success, I suppose. The 98 Raw Show and Bridge Farm pork is really cooking, yes.
We've done really well, haven't we? But we don't want the whole thing to fizzle out.
Well, we can still give out leaflets and take orders.
No, we can't. It's the free sample that pulls in the punters. Besides, I want to know what a delicious product we're offering.
What are we going to do, then?
I'm thinking, Tommy, I'm thinking.
I suppose we could go to one of the other stores and buy another joint.
We can't sell pork. It isn't our own.
We're not selling it. We're giving away samples.
Don't get smart with me, Sunshine.
I could always ring Mum, get her to bring us some fresh supplies.
Do you think she'd be able to leave the dairy?
We can ask her.
That is not a bad idea. Right, you nip off and do it. I'll hold the fort.
I've cooked enough here to be going on with.
Well, there's plenty. Don't forget to tell her it's urgent.
What's urgent?
Oh, hi, Susan. We're having to send for extra supplies of pork. You're welcome to try a bit, though.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Why not?
Too nervous.
What about?
It's Neil. He's got an interview. A company making animal health products.
An interview? Here?
Well, officially, it's just a chat, but I'm hoping they'll offer him a job.
There he is. Oh, he certainly looks very smart.
Oh, don't say I've mentioned the meeting.
My lips are sealed.
Hello, Heidi.
Is that Neil Carter or Giorgio Armani I see before me?
Oh, very funny.
Your tie's crooked.
It's all right. I can do it myself.
How's your head?
Fine, I told you.
We were at Lower Loxley last night, Hayley. The summer spectacular.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry I missed that. You had a bit of a session, did you, Neil?
No.
Let's not argue about it.
You started it.
Look, it's time you were going, isn't it, love?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
I'll be at the WIT room when you finish. I'll probably be washing up. Come and see me there.
All right. Wish me luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck, love. Oh. I do hope they offer him something, Hayley.
I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Mum's going to leave in 10 minutes. She'll get here as soon as she can.
Thank goodness for that.
Like your straw hat, Tommy.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Well, is this the wonderful pork everyone's been telling me
it
about?
It sure is. Free sample, madam.
Oh, yeah, why not?
I'll cook this last lot then, Hayley.
Oh, good idea.
Did you enjoy last night, Shula?
Oh, yes. I thought it was marvellous. Dad was thrilled.
I thought he did ever so well.
Yeah. Lots of people came up to him afterwards and told him how much they'd enjoyed it.
Certainly ended with a bang.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'd better be off. I'll be wondering where I've got to at the WI.
Hi, Susan, hope you have a successful day.
Drop in for a cup of tea.
I will. You here on your own, Shula?
No, I've come with Auntie Chris. I'm on my way to meet her for coffee, if I ever get there. There's so much to see.
They offered me a job.
Oh, Neil, I knew they would.
Oh, did you?
I had a feeling, you know. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I wasn't expecting it. They said some very nice things about me.
You deserve it. Do you want a cup of tea to celebrate?
No, thanks. They got you serving now, have they?
Yeah. The Warwickshire team are really nice. I'm glad I agreed to help. So, come on, tell me. When do they want you to start?
I haven't said I'll take it yet.
What?
Hello, Susan. How's it going?
Oh, Dr. Locke, can I get you a drink?
No, thanks. Just popped in to say hi, see how everything was going.
Great.
So, how are you enjoying the show, then?
Well, I haven't really seen much yet. I've been over to talk to some people looking into rural stress.
Oh.
Well, there's a fair bit of that about.
Oh, I thought I'd have a wander round.
Yeah, there's a hell of a lot to see. There's no way you can do it all in one day.
You're looking very smart, Neil.
Oh, ta.
You ought to go over to the Crafts Centre, Dr. Locke. Might find something for Usha there.
Yeah, good idea. Well, unless you fancy a pint first, you Neil.
No, ta, better not.
You're not working today, are you?
No, but I've got a couple of people to meet, you know.
Okay, then. Well, nice to see you both.
Well, thanks for calling in. You're the second person from Ambridge I've seen today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Shula was in the food hall earlier on, wasn't she, Neil?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know where she was going?
She said something about meeting Christine. I expect they'll be over by the horses.
Thanks. See you later.
Yeah.
Did you say you didn't take the job?
I haven't decided.
What do you mean you haven't decided?
I said I'd like a bit of time to think it over.
What is there to think over?
Well, they thought it was a good idea. They only want people who are 100% committed.
Yes, of course they do.
So I said I'd go back in half an hour and let them know.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
So, what was the matter with it?
Nothing particularly. The terms were better than Borchester Mills.
A basic salary?
Yeah. The bonus system looked good too.
So what's stopping you, Neil?
Where do you want me to begin, Susan?
We're going to have to talk about this, Neil.
Oh, word, Tommy. That's one heck of an outfit you're wearing.
Don't you start.
He's a little bit sensitive about the ribbon on his hat and the matching apron.
I know what you mean. It's not quite your colour, Tommy.
It was a stupid idea.
Hey, he's done wonders for our sales. We've had loads of interest.
I'm not surprised. It smells good.
Try a bit.
I thought you were a vegetarian.
No.
Well, have you ever thought about becoming one?
What sort of salesman are you?
Go on, Richard, help yourself.
Well, looks like you're running out.
No, more on the way. Be here any minute.
You hope?
Of course it will.
I understand why you left Borchester Mills, but this is a different company. It'll be like a new start.
It's still selling, Susan.
You made a good living selling, Neil.
I hated it.
No, you didn't. Not all the time.
Look at that, Susan.
Yes, it's a pig.
No, it's not. That's Blaise and Josephine the 18th. They call her Josie.
Who cares?
She's the breed champion Gloucester Old Spot.
Neil, it's our future we're talking about.
She won breed champion at the Three Counties. And she was supreme champion at the Stroud Show. Now, that's what I call an achievement. I'm not a salesman, Susan. This is what I know about.
Think about your kids. They need a lot of support while they're still at school.
I know, love.
Well then, couldn't you do the job till they leave?
What if they decide to go on to college?
That's a long way off.
I could find myself trapped in a job I hate for years.
You don't know you're going to hate it.
Look, she's getting up. Look at that underline, Susan.
Oh, for goodness sake, Neil.
I think my half hour's about up.
Do you want me to come with you?
No, no, you go back to the WI.
I understand, you know, Neil. You're bound to feel a bit apprehensive, but once you start, you'll be fine.
You reckon?
Yes. I really want you to take this job, you know.
I know you do.
It's not a life sentence. If it doesn't work out,
If you find you don't like it after a few months, well, all right. But at least you'll have given it a try. Take it, love. Go on.
Pat, is anything wrong?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
What is it?
Look, they're publicising farm accidents again.
Oh, yes, it's the Health and Safety Executive. They always do that at the Royal.
Yeah. Glad they do. It's all such a waste.
I know.
He should have been here, you know, Shula. Tommy and Haley are doing a grand job, but John should have been here.
Oh, Pat.
I'd better go. They're waiting for me in the food hall.
Okay.
Thanks, Shula. Good to see another familiar face.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I've just bumped into Richard.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah, he's around somewhere.
That's it. Definitely the last.
I'm sure she'll be here in a minute.
They look pathetic, don't they? What are we going to do?
Close up, I suppose.
Oh, thank goodness.
What?
Look who's arrived.
Oh, sorry, I'm late. Traffic was terrible.
Don't worry, Pat, in the nick of time.
Yeah, you saved our bacon.
Stick to frying pork, Tommy.
You cut it up, I'll cook it.
Hope I've brought enough.
Oh, yeah, that'll see us through.
We can start giving decent samples again.
I do appreciate it, Pat. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was glad of an excuse to come. I thought I was going to miss out this year.
You didn't bring Dad with you?
Oh, no, he's busy with the carrots weeding.
Well, you go and have a look round, Pat, make the most of it.
I don't suppose either of you have had a chance to see much, have you?
No. We've been too busy.
Well, I don't mind doing a stint here. Then you can each have a break.
Are you sure?
Of course. I'll go round after lunch.
Cool, that'll be brilliant.
You go now, Hayley. I'll finish cooking this lot of pork.
Oh, all right, I will. Where to start?
Well, you could have a look at the genetically modified wheat at the science stand.
That's all we need.
Well, according to the radio this morning, English Nature aren't too keen on it either.
What's this? Busman's holiday?
Richard! I must admit, I do like looking at the horses.
They're magnificent, aren't they?
Yes.
Are you here with Alistair?
No, I came with Auntie Chris.
So you're here on business?
Not really. She's meeting some suppliers for lunch, but I said I'd give it a miss.
So you don't have any plans for lunch?
No, not really.
We should know when you're coming. We could have arranged to meet.
We have met, haven't we?
Yes. Yes, we have.
I knew you were here. Pat told me.
Right.
Been shopping?
Well, amongst other things. I bought a present for Usha. Thought I'd better.
She didn't want to come with you?
Oh, too much work. Same old story.
I'm surprised you managed to get a day off.
I wanted to get away from Ambridge. As long as I'm back in time for the France-Croatia game tonight.
You and your football.
A great match last night. Penalty shootout again.
Yeah, well, round here it's show jumping, all right?
It's really good to see you here. You look great.
Oh, hardly. I've been dashing about all morning.
I can tell. Your hair's all over the place.
Is it? Sorry.
Don't apologise. Windswept and interesting.
Richard.
Yes?
I think I better go.
Go where?
I've still got a lot to see.
And what about lunch?
I don't think so. I don't think that would be a good idea.
You sure?
No. I'm not sure at all.
Susan? Susan, what's the matter?
Oh, sorry, Hayley.
Don't be sorry. Have a good cry if you want to.
It's Neil.
Didn't he get his job?
He turned it down.
Why? Wasn't it what he wanted?
It was a good job. He could have done it.
Where is he now?
Somewhere around here. These precious pigs. I was going to beg him to go back and tell him he'd changed his mind.
Susan, I'm so sorry.
It would have been perfect, Hayley. I had such high hopes. And he smashed them to pieces.
Roy!
What?
I'd like to take you off weeding, if you don't mind. Oh, there's still quite a bit to do.
The others can finish off.
All right.
I want to make a start planting the second lot of leeks. I thought you could give me a hand.
You do know I've got to go at lunchtime. I'm working at Grey Gables.
Oh, yeah, of course, you did say. Well, in that case, you'd better carry on with the carrots.
OK.
I'll get someone else to help with the leeks.
Morning, Tony.
Oh, hello, Neil. I wasn't expecting you today, was I?
No, but you said the other day there'd be plenty of work all this week.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Well, here I am. I can work today and tomorrow. I'll do as much as you want.
Yeah, OK. You can start by helping me plant some leeks. That solves a problem for me.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, how did you get on at the Royal yesterday, Neil?
What do you mean, how did I get on?
Did you have a good day?
Not particularly.
Oh, Pat went. She had to take extra supplies of pork. Hayley and Tommy had nearly run out.
Why was that? Bad planning?
No, quite the opposite. They couldn't keep up with the demand.
Oh, great.
They've taken loads of orders for freezer packs. In fact, they're thinking about doing all their selling direct to the customers in future.
That's a big step.
Yeah, it is. But I don't think they'll rush into anything. They can have a think about it when they get back.
You must be pleased, Neil.
Mm?
You're part of the business, aren't you?
What? Oh, yeah. Shall I meet you in the yard, Tony?
Hmm? Yes, OK, Neil. You could hitch up the planter.
Yeah, all right.
I take it you were back too late last night to get to Nets.
Even if I hadn't been, I doubt if I'd have come.
Well, why not?
I've got more important things on my mind than cricket.
You available on Saturday?
I'm not sure.
What's up with him?
Oh, search me. Look, I'm sorry I didn't make it last night.
Well, it was only me and Sean and a couple of others. It was hopeless.
Oh, dear. Suppose people are feeling down after the weekend.
Yeah, I've got a lot on my mind at the moment, Tony, but if players don't practice, things will get even worse.
If that's possible.
Well, you don't want to see the cricket team fold up, do you?
Oh, it won't come to that, surely.
Well, you've played longer than me. I mean, have you ever known morale as low as this?
No, I can't say I have.
We've still got 3 months of the season to go.
Tony, I just had Mr. O'Connell on the phone.
Oh, yeah? What do you want?
Wanted to speak to you. He wouldn't say what it was about.
Oh, it'll be the complaint I made about the damage to the clover.
Is he one of the contractors?
The engineer.
I told him you'd ring him back.
Yes, OK. I'll just get Neil and a couple of the others started.
Tony was just saying how well Hayley and Tommy have done at the Royal.
Yeah, they're feeling really proud of themselves.
Well, they've worked hard.
Yes, they have. And you know what's really nice?
Well, what's that?
They feel they've done something for John.
He'd have appreciated that.
Yeah, he would, wouldn't he?
Hermes! Come here! Hermes! Come here at once! Hermes! Hermes, heel! Heel, Hermes!
What the hell's going on?
Oh, it's Hermes. He slipped the lead.
Oh, did he now? Get out of the way.
What are you doing?
Get
stop,
out of
stop,
the way!
Don't shoot! No, please, you can't shoot Hermes. You'll have to shoot me first.
I said get out of
wait,
the way!
Wait, I'll get him. Hermes.
Move!
Oh, good boy. All right, Mr. Turner, he's all right now. I've got him under control.
Look what he's done to my birds.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
You stupid, irresponsible fool!
Well, really, I think that's a little harsh.
Oh, I could say worse, believe you me.
I really am sorry. Please, put that gun down, please.
Have you any idea what you've done? These birds aren't even ready to leave their pen.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help,
I'd have every right to shoot that dog, you know.
Well, he was simply obeying his instincts.
Oh, I know that. What's your excuse?
What's going on? It's Hermes.
She can't keep a dog under control.
It's an old lead.
Pulse have gone everywhere. I'll never get them back.
I think perhaps I'd better go.
I think you have. You've caused enough trouble.
Come along, Hermes. There's a good dog.
Mrs. Snell.
Yes?
If I see that dog anywhere near these pens, I'll shoot it. No questions asked. Do you understand?
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Turner. I don't like having guns pointed at my dog. I shan't be coming here again.
That's fine by me.
Goodbye, Debbie.
Linda.
Damn.
Did you point the gun at her?
I was aiming at the dog.
You wouldn't have killed him.
If you saw a dog worrying the ewes during lambing, what would you do?
All right. Point taken. Oh, it would be Linda Snow. She can be a nuisance.
A nuisance? Take a look around you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Greg.
How the hell am I going to round them all up?
What? I'll give you a hand.
They're all over the place. They'll be miles away.
Well, I'll see if I can get some more help.
They're young. They haven't even learned to roost yet. If you don't get them in by dark, the foxes will have a field day.
Well, in that case, We'd better get started.
What did Mr. O'Connell have to say?
It was a waste of time talking to him.
Not very helpful, then.
I don't know why he bothered to ring me.
What did he say about our clover?
He reckons it's just one of those things. Oh. Can't make an omelette without breaking eggs.
Did you ask about compensation?
Yes, of course. He just said that sort of thing was covered by the money we were already getting.
Oh, but surely this is extra to that.
You don't need to persuade me. But he wasn't having any.
So what are you going to do now?
Nothing much I can do, is there? I rang the agent, asked him about the possibility of taking Borchester Water to a tribunal, but he said I'm wasting my time.
So that's that, then?
I knew it'd be like this. That's why I tried to stop the pipeline. These big utilities, they think they can just ride roughshod over people like us.
Oh, well, at least you've tried.
Yeah, but they've won, haven't they? They've got away with it.
We finished that lot of leaks, Tony.
Oh, right. Thanks, Neil.
I brought the tractor back. I didn't know what you wanted done next.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you have a break? You've earned one.
Oh, okay, thanks.
It's all right. I'll switch the engine off.
Oh. Could you bring my bag from the cab? It's got my flask in it.
Yes, okay.
Clary was telling me you're organising a pig race for the fete.
I'm supposed to be, yeah.
We'll be able to back a winner, will we?
That's the general idea.
Should be fun.
If it ever gets off the ground. I haven't done much about it yet. Been too busy.
Oh, you've got a bit of time yet.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Is Susan any happier today?
What?
Well, she seemed very upset. Yeah, yesterday at the Royal.
Did she say anything to you?
No, not to me. I know Hayley had a word with her.
What about?
She didn't say.
Right, there you are, Neil.
Oh, pa.
Well, look, I'm not prying, Neil. If it's a private matter, I'm sorry.
You might as well know.
Well, what's that?
Susan was upset because I was offered a job yesterday, a selling job, and I turned it down.
I see.
Oh. Well, I dare say there'll be other opportunities.
To be honest, I don't care. I don't want to be a salesman. I never have. And the sooner Susan accepts that, the better.
I'm sure she'll understand.
I don't think so. She expects me to do a job I hate. And I'm not prepared to do that.
Well, you know there's work here for you.
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate it, Tony. I didn't mean to burden you with my problems.
No, it was my fault. I asked about Susan.
So, what is it you want done next?
Well, what about your break?
I'd rather get back to work if it's all the same to you.
Dad says he can spare a couple of men this afternoon.
You mentioned it to your father?
Well, yes.
I'd rather you hadn't.
Why not?
Why do you think? It reflects badly on me.
Oh, come on, Greg. Don't be so hard on yourself. Dad knows what Linda Snell's like.
Really?
Yeah, he's had a few run-ins with her over the years. She's definitely not his favourite person.
She's certainly not mine after this.
Greg, look, don't worry. He won't blame you.
Perhaps not.
Of course not. Besides, he'd have found out anyway.
But the birds are my responsibility.
And he's happy with the job you're doing.
So far, maybe. But when he realises I've lost half the pulse, he won't be so pleased.
Half? You're not serious.
Enough.
Well, come on. Let's see if we can round some more up.
I'm going to have to stay here all night.
You can't do anything after dark, Greg.
No, but I'll have to stay close to them, in case there's foxes.
Greg, thought I'd better let you know. Just seen a load of young pheasants.
Where?
In that field opposite the riding course. They were down by the river.
How many?
Dunno. About a dozen or so.
Right, thanks for that.
Well, what's happened? They seemed a bit small.
They are.
Yeah, I'd better get down there.
Yeah, I'll come with you.
Okay, yeah. If you don't mind.
Huh? Actually, Roy, you couldn't spare an hour or so, could you?
I'll pay you.
Sorry, but I'm due on at Grey Gables this afternoon.
Oh, well, never mind. Look, thanks for letting us know about the birds.
Oh, that's okay.
We'd better be going.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, Debbie, I'd like to have a word, if you got a minute.
I'll go and get started.
Yeah, I won't be long, Greg.
All right.
So, Roy, yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, I was on my way to see your mum, but since I found you first...
Yes?
It's Kate.
You haven't heard from her?
No! I'm sorry, but that's why I'm here. I wondered if she'd been in touch with your mum.
No, I'm afraid not. Mum's absolutely frantic.
Well, that makes two of us.
She must have tried Morwenna's number a thousand times.
So have I.
It's typical Kate, I'm afraid.
No, Debbie, it isn't. We both know she's selfish, but even by her standards, she's gone too far this time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
I am. Look, I know why she didn't want to see me. Mum and Dad, with their first grandchild, you wouldn't behave like that, would you?
No, I wouldn't. But, we're two different people, Roy.
If I just knew where she was, I'd get down there and talk to her.
She could be anywhere. Cornwall, Wales, Dorset.
You know what I think?
What?
Well, I wouldn't put it past her to do a runner. Get on a ferry and go over to France.
No, she wouldn't do that.
Well, are you sure?
Well, what reason would she have?
Well, Kate doesn't need a reason to do anything. If she fancies it, she'll go.
Look, I honestly don't think she'd go to France. Not with a baby so small.
I just don't know what to think, Debbie. I've been going out of my mind.
Roy, she's bound to come back sooner or later.
Is she?
Yes.
Do you really believe that? You don't, do you?
Yes, she will.
No offence, Debbie. But sometimes I wonder what kind of a family you are.
Oh, come on, Roy. That's not fair.
No, Debbie. I want to see my baby, and I can't. Because nobody, not even her own grandparents, knows where she is. That's not fair.
Linda, I'd like to make a dinner reservation, four people for the 25th.
Oh, Jennifer, I'm glad I've seen you.
Sorry?
I was going to come and see Brian later, assuming I could summon up the courage to go anywhere near Home Farm. I wish to make a complaint.
Is this anything to do with yesterday's unfortunate incident?
It is.
Oh, yes, Debbie was talking about it over breakfast.
You have a psychopath in your midst, Jennifer. I was in fear of my life.
Oh, I hardly think so.
He was waving his gun about.
Well, not in your direction, I'm sure. Anyway, I'm afraid the shoot is Brian's responsibility, Linda. As you well know, it's nothing to do with me.
In situations like this, Jennifer, we must take responsibility for one another. I am reaching out to you as a woman in need.
Oh, I see.
You wouldn't turn me away.
Well, I really just want to make my dinner reservation.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Caroline.
Do we have a problem here? I think Jennifer does, at Home Farm. I beg your pardon?
No, it's all right, Caroline. Linda's upset, and I do understand why.
She's also the first point of contact with our guests. And she should treat them with courtesy at all times. Isn't that right, Linda? Four people for dinner on the 25th. Shall we say 8:30?
Fine.
Excuse me, Mrs. Aldridge, but could I have a word?
Roy, shouldn't you be in the dining room?
Yes, I'm sorry, Caroline, but I saw Mrs. Aldridge come in. It is urgent.
This is neither the time nor the place.
Oh, it's all right, Caroline. I think I know what Roy wants to talk to me about.
Well, if you don't mind.
Wait for me over by the door.
All right, thanks. I won't take up much of your time.
That's very good of you, Jennifer.
To be honest, I feel sorry for the poor boy.
What it must be to elicit sympathy. I'm sorry, Linda. I was merely making an observation, that's all. Can I offer you a cup of coffee in the house, Jennifer? Seems the least I can do after the way you've been treated.
No, really. No, there's no need. I'll have a word with Roy and then I must go.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Aldridge. I didn't mean to be rude.
No, you weren't.
I'm worried. I want to see Kate and my baby.
So do I, Roy.
You know what I think? I think she's gone away for good.
No.
You haven't spoken to her, have you?
No.
Well, you'd think she'd ring you. She must realise you want to hear about your first granddaughter.
I'm afraid my relationship with Kate doesn't work like that. But she wouldn't just leave, would she?
How did she get to be like this?
I don't know, Roy. I've asked myself the same question countless times.
You're her mother.
She isn't all bad. You know that better than anyone.
I know. But I feel so frustrated.
So do I, Roy. I tried Morwenna again before I left to come here.
Me too.
Well, I don't know what else we can do but keep trying and hope that eventually we'll make contact. You have
no idea what it was like, Caroline.
Oh, I think I have. In fact, I saw Greg Turner this morning in the village.
Huh. You were lucky to escape with your life.
The poor chap was exhausted.
The poor chap?
He'd been up all night looking for the escape birds. He just found three of them ripped apart by a fox. He was terribly upset.
I'm sorry, Caroline, but if you're trying to make me feel sorry for him, then you won't succeed. As far as I'm concerned, Brian should send him packing.
Well, he won't do that, Lydia.
But he ought to, for his own sake. Man's clearly unstable. It might be Brian's turn next.
I don't think so. He feels he's let Brian down.
And so he has. He's brought shame on the name of Home Farm.
If you'd had Hermes under control, none of this would have happened.
Oh, please, how many times? It was an accident.
And do you think Brian will see it like that? If I were you, I'd let the matter drop.
What's the point of having a mobile if it's never switched on?
I switch it on when I need to use it.
Oh, well, that's really helpful.
Look, if I want to cut myself off from the outside world, then that's what I do.
All right, if you say so. Look, I didn't ring up to have an argument. I want to speak to Kate.
What?
You heard. I'd like you to put Kate on.
No, I'm sorry.
Is she there? Is she with you?
No.
Well, will you go and get her?
She doesn't want to speak to you.
Well, how do you know? Look, go and ask her. Tell her she's got to speak to me.
Oh, no, she hasn't.
Look, I'm the baby's father.
So you say.
She still is with you, yeah? She hasn't left the country or anything.
No, of course she hasn't.
Where is she? Is she all right? Is the baby all right?
I'm fine. Kate just wants to spend some time with her baby. You know, get to know her.
I understand that.
No, I don't think you do. It's very peaceful here. There's no stress, no hassle. And until today, there were no angry men shouting down the phone.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to shout. But I've been worried. It's because I care, that's all. Me and Kate, I mean, whatever she says, I did love her.
I know that.
Let me speak to her. Please.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
I'll ask her.
What?
I'll tell her you've rung.
What?
But I'm not making any promises.
Well, shall I ring back later?
No, I'll call you.
When? Morwenna? Morwenna?
Alistair's waiting for you in the bar.
Oh, he hasn't been there long, has he?
No, 5 minutes.
Oh, that's not too bad. I warned him I might be a bit late.
He tells me you're having lunch.
Yes, it was a last-minute arrangement. He rang me this morning. To be honest, I'm rather busy, having spent a day at the Royal.
But you couldn't pass up an offer like that.
No, it was a kind thought.
Yes, it was.
Come and join us for a drink.
No, thanks. I'm going home to put my feet up. I'm on again this evening.
Oh, if you're sure.
Absolutely.
Well, come and have a cup of tea this afternoon. Be nice to have a chat.
Yes, all right.
About four?
Fine.
Hello, Linda.
Shula. Linda, where are you going?
Home.
But you're...
I know. I'm supposed to be working until 5 o'clock, but I can't.
Why not?
I believe the official term is post-traumatic stress.
I hardly think this...
Think what you like, Caroline, but I know what my body is saying to me. My body is telling me to lie down in a darkened room.
What's brought this on?
I'm sorry, Shula. I'm not prepared to talk about it. The light is beginning to flicker. In less than an hour, I shall be wrecked by migraine.
In that case, yes, you better go home.
Trudy has kindly offered to arrange cover for me.
Fine.
Dock my salary if you wish, Caroline, but I can't possibly stay.
No, of course not, if you're unwell. There's no question of my docking your salary.
I can't say when I'll be back.
Well, I hope it's soon.
What on earth was that about?
Don't ask, Shula.
You did speak to her.
I wouldn't lie to you.
And you told her how much I want to talk to her?
Yes.
Well, then why won't she? I mean, it isn't much to ask.
I did warn you. Look, Kate wants to give all her time and energy to the baby.
But one lousy phone call?
She's very together at the moment. But if she heard you talking like this, it would upset her. You're really stressed out.
Do you blame me?
I know this is probably hard for you to understand. But for Kate, who the father isn't an issue.
But that's not fair.
The bond between a mother and her child is so important.
I know that.
And these first few weeks are crucial. It's when the relationship really takes shape.
Yes, I don't want to spoil that, honestly. I want Kate to be happy. I want her to love our baby. But fathers have rights too.
I'm sorry.
She can't do this to me.
Listen, I think we've said all there is to say.
No, we haven't. Is she there? Tell her. I'm begging you.
Who's that you're talking to?
Just a minute, Dad.
Kate Aldridge.
The Vodafone you have called has not responded. It may respond if you...
She's turned it off again.
Who has?
That Moore Wenner. You know, Kate's birthing partner.
You finally got through then?
Yeah, not to Kate. She refuses to speak to me.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, son, but there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is.
What?
Well, for a start, I can see a solicitor.
Yeah, what's the point?
No, she's going to tell me the truth, Dad, whatever it takes.
Oh, yeah, and how are you going to make her do that?
She can have a blood test.
Can you force her to do that?
She's got to.
Look, Roy, I know you're upset, but let's face it, you don't even know where she is.
Well, she can't stay away forever.
You don't know what she might do.
I'm the father of the baby. Kate knows that. And one way or another, she's going to admit the truth.
Here we are.
Oh, thanks.
Would you like some cake?
Why not?
Mum made it.
Oh, in that case, definitely.
I don't think I'll join you. I'm still full of lunch.
How was it?
Fine.
And how was Alistair?
Fine. Here's your cake.
Oh, thanks. So, things seem to be going well. Between you and Alistair?
Yes, I suppose they are.
Is it the next big thing?
Oh, I don't know, Caroline.
From where I'm sitting, it looks like a perfect match.
Nothing's perfect.
I know that. I'm not trying to marry you off.
Please don't.
But in my experience, I know this is a deeply unfashionable thing to say, life with a man is preferable to life without one.
Oh, that might be your philosophy.
Yeah, it is. And as men go, eligible men, there aren't many like Alistair.
I know.
Then why the hesitation?
What hesitation?
Oh, come on, Shula. I can hear it in your voice.
He's a lovely man.
Yes, he is. Is it because of what happened with Simon?
No, I don't think about him anymore.
Lovely cake.
Good. You know what it's like when you fall for someone and you really commit yourself to them?
You're talking to an expert.
It's all very exciting. And you think about them all the time. But you leave yourself so terribly vulnerable.
Don't you just?
I was talking to Richard on Wednesday at the Royal. He'd got a day off.
Oh, yeah?
Things aren't going very well between him and Usha.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
He doesn't talk about it much, but I can see it's really upsetting him.
Oh, yes, it will. They've been together for a long time.
I wish I could do something to support him. Well, I don't know what. I mean, I feel really helpless.
Well, why not talk to Usha?
I'm not sure what to say.
You know her as well as anyone.
We don't choose who we fall in love with, do we?
I wish it were that simple.
It just happens, and we can't do anything about it. But how do we know it's the right person?
We don't. But you found Mark. I had my time with Guy.
Yeah, but if it goes wrong, then people get hurt.
What are you trying to say, Shula?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose Richard's getting hurt, and I hate to see it happen.
Shula?
Hmm?
I asked you about Alistair.
Yes, I know.
And you spent the last few minutes talking about Richard.
Have I?
Yes, you have.
I didn't realise.
No, I don't suppose you did. Do you mind if I ask you another question?
Of course not.
I wanted to ask it before, but...
What is it?
Is there something going on between you and Richard?
Come on, Daniel. See if you can score one more goal. Keep the ball as hard as you can. Well done. I didn't stand a chance.
Mummy, that's gone again.
Did you see that, Shula?
Sorry, I wasn't looking.
Mummy's too busy getting the picnic ready.
I'm hungry, Mummy.
Oh, me too.
Well, come and make a start. I think everything's ready.
Oh, he's a natural.
Let me see your hands, darling.
Oh, he didn't fall in anything too dreadful.
Just wipe them with a flannel.
Oh, he's got quite a shot. And he's quick. Did you see?
Sorry, Alistair. What did you say?
Oh, just talking about Daniel's footballing skills.
Oh, yes.
Well, it shows a lot of promise.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I must say, you've done us proud. This is quite a spread.
Have I done too much?
No, I'm sure we'll manage. Playing football's hungry work, isn't it, Daniel?
Yes, it is.
Help yourselves.
Yes, I will.
Your sweetheart, egg sandwich.
Mmm. Thank you, Mummy.
I'll pour you a drink in a minute.
You want a drink, Shona?
No, thanks. I'll have something later.
Oh, did I tell you I met Sid on my way to pick you up this morning?
No.
He's persuaded Kathy to let him move their TV set into the bar tonight.
What for?
Well, for the World Cup final, of course.
Oh, of course, sorry.
He says it's so the customers can come to the Bull and watch the match, but he doesn't fool me.
Oh, don't wipe your hands on your shirt, Daniel. They're sticky.
Not sticky. Eggy.
I think Kathy's bowed to the inevitable. If the telly doesn't come down, Sid will spend the evening upstairs.
I suppose he will.
Well, I thought I might go. Don't fancy the cut and fiddle. It'll be heaving. Well, it could be a good atmosphere if a few people go to the Bull. You'd like to join me?
What?
Have I lost the ability to communicate, or are you going deaf?
I'm sorry, Alistair. I'm not quite with it. I didn't sleep terribly well last night.
Yes, I don't suppose the idea of an evening in the Bull's all that appealing.
Not really. Sorry.
No, that's all right. I could come and watch the match at your place instead.
Oh, I don't want to spoil your plans. You go to the Bull. It'll be fun. I don't think I'd be very good company.
Please, can I watch a football, Mummy?
Oh, we'll see, darling. It is on rather late. I can always tape it for you.
Sure, I can't change your mind?
No. But I think I'm ready for that Coke.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks. You're not cross with me?
I'll get over it.
I could be at Mum's till quite late, anyway.
Oh?
Yes, we're going there for tea, and I said I'd give her a hand with the arrangements for the fete.
I thought that was all under control.
Oh, I'm sure it is, but she'd like to run the plans past me, see if she's forgotten anything. She won't have, but I'll reassure her.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do it another time.
Have a long wait.
What?
Next World Cup final's in 2002.
Oh, of course. You know, I don't know what's got into me today.
No, it isn't football fever, that's for sure.
You coming in for a drink, Mrs. Archer?
It's a nice idea, Sid, but I better not. I was on my way back to the car.
Ah, fair enough.
I've just been chatting to Marjorie about the fete.
Uh-huh. Got anything sorted, have you?
We're getting there. I spent last week making sure people who said they were going to do things really are committed.
And, are they?
On the whole, yes. Thank goodness. Although, Linda Snell gave me a bit of a fright after church this morning.
Oh, she does that to me every time I see her.
I heard that, Sid. Hello, Kathy. Not very gallant, was it?
No, I don't mean it.
Yes, you do.
Anyway, what's she say?
She wanted a word about her fortune-telling.
Oh, she's doing her usual stint, then.
Oh, yes. But she wondered if this year she should inject a tougher note of realism into her predictions.
What do you mean?
Basically, give some people bad news.
Charming.
Oh, yeah, I can see that going down really well.
She thinks if her predictions are all happy, she loses credibility.
She doesn't think anyone takes her seriously.
Well, you know Linda.
So, what do you say to her?
Oh, don't worry. I talked her out of it.
How?
I told her if she gave really bad news, she might drive people to take desperate measures. Oh. And she wouldn't want that on her conscience. That seemed to do the trick.
Yeah, well, thank goodness for that.
Oh, Sid, before I forget, when you've got a minute, would you change the lager at the Ploughman's?
Yeah, okay, look.
I take it you're still all right for the beer tent, Sid?
Oh, yeah, wouldn't miss it. It's always a good day to fight.
What have you got lined up for us this year?
Well, it's not quite as exciting as last year, I'm afraid.
Oh, no bungee jumping?
I'm afraid not.
Or pets karaoke?
Oh, I think that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I never like to say never, but not this year. We've invited the Edgeley Morris men.
Oh, they're good.
One of the best in the county, apparently. And we've organised a lace-making demonstration.
That'll be lovely.
Oh, yeah, I'm all for a bit of tradition.
Yes, me too. Mm. And I think it's a good idea to ring the changes.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a super day.
I hope so. Oh, actually, there's something else I need to ask you, Sid.
Far away.
Have you heard about Eddie's, competition?
You mean the gut barging?
No, haven't we just? He's been in the past couple of nights signing people up.
Yeah, well, that's his excuse.
He's charging £5 to enter. Can you imagine?
Have there been many takers?
Yeah, quite a few, amazingly enough.
Well, he's promising a big cash prize. Half the entry money goes to the winner.
Yes, told me that. Now, the thing is, I've never seen this gut-barging business, but it doesn't sound very nice.
Absolutely horrible, if you ask me.
You need a strong stomach for it, that's for sure.
Oh, very funny.
Yeah. I was talking about it with Usha, and she suggested we put it behind the beer tent.
Well out of the way, you mean?
Yes. What do you think, Sid?
Yes, fine by me, Mrs. Archer. I mean, I expect most of the contestants to train on beer. It'll save them a walk.
Oh, you don't mind, then?
Of course not. I mean, we don't want to frighten the lacemakers, do we?
Exactly. Well, thanks for being so understanding.
No problem.
Well, I'd better be going. I want to spend a bit of time in the garden before Shula and Daniel arrive.
Oh, you might pass on a message to menfolk.
What's that?
Well, to your womenfolk as well, for that matter. I mean, we do run a non-sexist establishment, don't we, Cathy?
Do we?
Yeah, I'm bringing the telly down into the bar tonight, so our customers can watch the big match in a convivial atmosphere.
I don't think I'll bother, but I'll mention it to Ruth and David.
Yeah, you do that. They'll have a good night out, guaranteed.
I'll tell them. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Mrs. Archer.
You're determined to go ahead, are you?
Oh, certainly am.
But what was that you were saying about the importance of tradition?
This is just a one-off love. It's too good a chance to miss.
What about those who see the bull as a football-free zone?
Well, I can sit in the ploughman's.
Ooh, I'm not happy about it,
Sid. Oh, it'll be fine, love, trust me. Besides, loads of people have said they're coming. I mean, we can't cancel it now.
Them weeds don't stop growing, do they, Mrs?
Oh, hello, Eddie. No, they don't. You can give me a hand if you like.
Oh, I'd like to, but I'm on a bit of a tight schedule. I'll pop in to see Mr. Archer. Is he about?
He's in the house with David. They're going over the harvest arrangements.
Yeah, that's what I want to see him about, to see if he can put some work my way.
Sure he will.
Oh, great. Oh, you'll be pleased to know I've signed up your son-in-law for the gut barging.
Nigel?
Yeah, keen as mustard he is.
But he doesn't have a gut.
That don't matter. Like I told him, what he lacks in bulk, he can make up for in speed. It's all in the footwork.
If you say so.
It'll be a good outside bet. Speaking hypothetically, like, I won't be taking any bets.
I hope you won't.
So, have you decided where we're going?
What?
The competition. Middle of the village green, I reckon.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I haven't quite finalised where I'm going to locate the various attractions.
Oh, it'll be the highlight of the day, you mark my words.
Hello, Mum. Eddie?
Shula! Is Daniel with you?
Yes, I left him inside with Dad.
Oh, is David still in there and all?
He is.
Oh, good. See if I can sign him up. He's a natural, I reckon.
A natural what?
Gut barger, if I'm not mistaken.
Farm work. It builds up the strength. He could go a long way.
I can't see David entering.
You'll be surprised. See ya.
Bye, Eddie.
Why did I ever agree to it?
Don't worry, Mum, it'll be a bit of fun.
According to Eddie, it should be the centrepiece of the whole day.
I'm sure you can persuade him otherwise.
I'm not. Anyway, did you have a nice picnic?
Yes, thank you.
Thought you might still be there with it being such a nice day.
Oh, Daniel was a bit tired. He spent most of the time playing football with Alistair.
Didn't you bring Alistair with you?
He had things to do, and I needed to have a word with Auntie Chris before I came.
About the stables?
Yes. I'm meeting her tomorrow to get things moving.
Good.
Would you like me to give you a hand?
No, thanks, Shula. I've done enough for one day. Let's go in and put the kettle on.
Yeah, the way I see it, the gut barging could be good for business.
But you always do well at the fete.
Yeah, well, the icing on the cake, Cathy.
Poor Jill.
Yeah, it might not be to everyone's taste, but it's just a bit of fun.
I think even the match will be more fun than that.
Aye. Just listen to that, Cathy.
What?
The sweet sound of success.
I thought it was the sweet smell of success.
Yeah. Poetic license.
Oh.
Yeah, told you I was on for a winner.
Well, if many more people arrive, no one will be able to see the screen.
Of course they will. Remember the coronation?
I was a tiny baby.
There was only one telly in our street, OK? And there must have been 50 people crammed into one room, staring at a tiny black and white set.
And the Atlas was still pink.
You may mock. We had a real community spirit in them days.
If you say so.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Oh, quite sure as please, Sid.
Right you are.
What are you charging for that?
Well, the usual one.
Oh, it's happy hour at the Cat and Fiddle for the duration of the match.
You want this pint, or don't you?
Oh, go on. Now you started pulling it.
You won't get beer as good as this at the Cat and Fiddle.
But you might be able to see the match.
Oh, thank you, Cathy.
Yeah, place will be full of young and shouting and screaming.
Lime, you're beginning to sound like your old man.
Oh, don't mention him.
I've come out of the house to get away from him.
There you go. 1 pint of Shires.
I'll go through to the ploughman's, see if there's anyone waiting to be served.
Yeah, right, love. Yeah, she's not too keen on this telly idea.
Oh, there's a surprise.
But she'll cheer up when we count the takings.
You'd make a bomb at £1 a pint.
Yeah, nice try, Eddie. I don't need gimmicks, like the cat and fiddle.
You do all right, don't you worry.
Seems to have lost his touch on the cricket field, though, doesn't he, Sean?
Oh, you can't blame him.
I always said he was the wrong man to be skipper.
You won the cup last year.
Beginner's luck. Lost again yesterday, didn't you?
Not by much.
50-odd runs, I heard.
That's closer than it has been.
Hello, Sid. Eddie.
Alistair.
Oh, yeah.
What can I get you?
Oh, a pint of Shires, please, Sid.
Coming up.
You must know, Sid. There were definite signs of improvement yesterday.
Yeah. But what do you reckon, Alistair?
What about?
About the cricket team.
I reckon we're going from bad to worse.
Exactly.
At least he started picking his strongest team.
You mean because you're in it?
I've always been worth my place.
Oh, dear. Here's your pint, Alistair.
Thanks.
How many did you get then, Eddie?
The match will be starting soon.
Eddie, I asked you a question. How many did you get?
I was never out. Bert knows nothing about LBW.
How many?
Two.
Two? Ah, that's really going to turn things round.
I was never out. Was I, Alistair?
No comment.
That means you were.
Not got the missus with you tonight, then?
What?
Sheila Ebden.
She's not my missus.
You know what I mean.
Behave yourself, Eddie.
Oh, hi, Alistair. Is Sheila with you?
She's at home. I'm here on my own. Is that all right?
Yes, of course. I just thought if she didn't want to watch the game, she could come through to the ploughman's.
If you don't mind, I'll go and see if I can find somewhere to sit.
You are?
Oh. Was it something I said?
The impressive new combine's about to make its debut, is
it? It certainly is, on the first of the winter barley. Dad's insisted on driving.
He wants to play with his new toy.
Don't let him hear you say that, but yes.
When will you get the chance to have a go?
Oh, as soon as the novelty's worn off. Probably after lunch.
Mm-hmm. Have you got a few minutes now?
Not really, Auntie Chris. Dad wants me to drive along the lane in front of him and Mum's going to bring up the rear. It'll be pretty slow going, I'm afraid.
Oh, never mind. It's not urgent.
What?
I wanted to go over a few dates with you, bookings for the riding course.
Well, I could call in at the stables later, once we've got the combine into the field.
Oh, if you wouldn't mind. Oh, I've written the dates down.
Fine. Well, just leave them with me.
As I say, it's not urgent, so if you don't make this morning, give me a ring in a day or two.
Okay.
Oh, while I'm here, George and I were talking about your Mr. Turner over breakfast.
Greg, what about him?
Well, we wondered how he was getting on.
Fine.
Linda Snell was saying some rather uncharitable things about him after church yesterday.
Oh, was she? How unlike her. You know what it's about, don't you?
Oh, yes, I heard all about it.
Yeah, well, she was in the wrong. She behaved quite irresponsibly. Greg was only doing his job. She has no right to criticise him.
Oh, you don't have to convince me, Debbie. I know all about the problems faced by keepers.
Yeah, of course you do.
If you get the chance, tell Greg that George and I have every sympathy with him.
Yes, yes, I will. Thank you.
George would do it himself, but he feels Greg's a bit, you know, unapproachable sometimes.
Yeah, he does keep himself to himself. I'm trying to encourage him to come out of his shell a bit more.
Well, that's a good idea.
Let's see if I can't persuade him to come out for
Cue
a drink.
Luck, 20 yards behind me, now. Jenny. Make sure your hazard lights are flashing all the time.
Yes, Brian.
Oh, morning, Chris.
Hello, Jennifer. Brian.
Morning. Same applies to you, Debbie. 20 yards in front.
It hazard lights on. You have mentioned it once or twice, Dad.
Right. Well, let's get started, shall we?
Unless you wanted a word, Chris.
No, I've spoken to Debbie. I think I'll get off. I don't want to get stuck behind your little circus.
You're very sensible. We could cause quite a hold-up.
I'll talk to you later, Debbie.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
How long is this going to take, Brian?
Well, I don't know, darling. I'm going to have to drive very slowly.
Well, I don't want it to be all morning.
You haven't got anything else planned, have you?
I wanted to try Moena again.
Oh, has Roy heard any more news?
No, not that I'm aware of. Said he'd let me know if he made contact again.
We know Kate's all right. That's the main thing.
It was mean of her not to talk to Roy.
Oh, typical.
Look, we had this conversation over breakfast. Don't you think we should get started?
Quite right, Debbie. Lead the way.
Richard, hi. I thought I recognised your car.
Oh, Shula. Nice to see you.
And you.
What's the hold-up?
Oh, it's Brian. He hasn't got a lot of room, even with the bigger gateway.
So I see.
Who's in the four-wheel drive?
Jennifer, and he's got Debbie in front.
A family affair.
Yes. I hope you're not on your way to an urgent call.
No. How about you?
Oh, I'm going to the stables, but there's no great rush.
I see.
Things are moving ahead with buying into the business.
Oh, good.
So I'll need to see Usha again this week.
If you can find her.
Well, she's still busy.
She never stops. Well, if she did, she might have to talk to me.
Oh, dear. Things no better between you.
No. No, I don't want you to think I'm blaming Usha. I'm not. It's just as much my fault.
It's nobody's fault, surely.
I don't know. Feelings change, don't they? We can't do anything about it.
No, we can't. Helpless, aren't we?
Yeah. Saw Alistair in the bull last night.
Oh, you were there?
There wasn't much to stay in for. No, it was a good night. Place was packed. At least it wasn't till half time.
What happened then?
Quite a few people went to the Cat and Fiddle. They couldn't see the screen.
Out here.
Okay. Sid was happy enough.
Alistair did ask me to go, but I didn't feel like it. If I'd known you were going to be there...
When I saw him, the first thing I did was look for you.
Shame.
Yeah. Well, can't be helped.
No.
Ah, looks like Brian's made it.
Oh, yes, so it does.
It's good to see you.
And you.
I'll see you soon.
Yes, I hope so.
I've checked those dates for you, Auntie Chris.
Oh, that was quick.
There's only a couple I can't do.
I'll get back to you with alternatives, shall I?
Sure, but I wouldn't leave it too long. I know the dates are a few weeks off, but, well, we do get busy.
Oh, don't worry, I'll sort it out later today.
OK.
You got the combine safely to its destination?
Oh, yes, after causing a traffic jam off the way to Pennyhasset.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it was chaos.
I'm glad I missed it.
Yeah, Dad was quite oblivious to it all.
How about your mother? She was so embarrassed.
She stopped at one point, got out of the car and started apologising to as many drivers as she could.
How did that go down?
Well, not very well, as you can imagine. It just added 5 minutes onto the hold-up.
She realised, I hope.
Yeah, I think it was pointed out to her by one of the drivers, actually.
I can imagine.
But we got the job done, that's the main thing. I left Dad driving up and down the field, happy as a sandboy. It is a terrific machine.
You still hoping to get on it this afternoon?
Definitely. It's the way he should have all the fun.
But will you be able to drag him out of the cab?
Oh, I think 3 or 4 hours will be enough hands-on experience for him. You see, he likes the idea of getting stuck in every now and again, but then his back starts aching.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Shula.
Hi. Ah, you've finished blocking the roads, have you, Debbie?
Oh, Shula, you weren't stuck in the traffic, were you?
Afraid I was.
Sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I'm a farmer's daughter. I understand these things.
Well, there were quite a few drivers who didn't. Oh, I got some dirty looks.
As long as it was only looks.
Yeah, I think they saved their curses for Dad.
Oh, I can't see that bothering him.
No, it never has before.
Quite.
I'm sure we'll be quicker next time, you know, once we get used to handling it.
Well, the traffic jam was quite civilised where I was. Everyone seemed quite philosophical. Mm-hmm. I had quite a nice chat. I met Richard.
Oh, gosh, I hope we didn't hold him up.
Oh, it's all right. He wasn't in a hurry. Just making a couple of routine visits.
All right. I thought I might have seen you in the bull last night, watching the match. Alistair was there.
Oh, does Sid have a television in the bar these days?
Oh, no, not really. It was their own. He brought it downstairs.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Kathy wasn't very pleased.
Was it a good night?
Well, there were too many people there. You'd hardly see the screen.
It sounds as if I made the right decision. Alistair did ask me to go, but I didn't really feel like it.
Yeah, I didn't stay long.
You didn't think of getting Greg Turner to go down there?
No, not last night, no. But I'm working on him. I'll get him out later in the week.
Debbie's trying to get Greg out and about a bit.
I think you should. It'll do him good to get to know a few people. He seems to have the reputation for being rather unsociable.
Not to say grumpy.
I know, I know. The trouble is, I don't think he cares what other people think about him. He wants to do the best job he can, and everything else comes a poor second.
Ah, he'll settle in, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Look, if you'll excuse me, I'd better be going. See if I can persuade Dad to get off that combine.
You think the backache will be setting in about now?
Oh, I'll give it another half hour. Then I'll be in that cab like a shot.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Would you like to come inside for a coffee, Shula?
Oh, it's kind of you, but I better not. I've got a few more calls to make. I was just wondering if you'd spoken to your solicitor yet.
Oh, I'm seeing him later in the week.
Yeah, I'll be seeing Usha when I can track her down.
She's very busy.
Oh, it doesn't help having to divide her time between two offices.
and she's busy working for exams. She's got a lot on.
I can imagine.
But from what she's told me, the partnership agreement ought to be pretty straightforward.
Oh, it shouldn't be hard to draw up a document that satisfies both of us.
I agree. Have you had any more thoughts about my ideas for the indoor school?
The expansion, you mean?
And the updating.
Yes, sounds interesting.
If it was competition size, we'd be able to attract serious eventers.
Yes.
Especially if we went for the raised cubicle and the PA system. I think it's a really exciting idea.
I'm making soup and sandwiches, Brian. Is that all right?
Oh, that's fine.
Is Debbie joining us?
I doubt it. Not now she's got her hands on the new combine.
Well, she ought to eat something.
God, I think it'll be supper time before she does.
Well, I don't know, Brian. It is only a machine.
Oh, if you drove it, Jenny, you'd understand how Debbie and I feel about it.
Oh, no, thank you.
It's a superb piece of kit. And it's going to make tremendous difference.
Maybe so, but I don't want a repeat of this morning's escapade.
What do you mean?
Well, acting as your outrider, holding up the traffic. It was terribly embarrassing.
This is farming country, Jenny. Slow machinery uses the roads, cattle use the roads. People don't understand that tough.
Well, soup's ready now.
Oh, great. I'm starving.
Here you are.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, darling. Did you try ringing Morwenna?
Yes, same old story, I'm afraid. The mobile was switched off.
Is that the front door?
Yes, I think it was. Perhaps Debbie's changed her mind.
I'd be surprised.
Debbie, is that you?
No, Mum, it's me.
Kate. Darling.
And this is your granddaughter.
Oh, she's beautiful. Look, Brian. Oh, isn't she beautiful?
Oh, yes, she is. Oh, she's lovely.
Oh, I'm sorry for crying, darling. I'm just so pleased to see you.
That's okay. Beer, you older.
Can I?
Sure. Oh. There you go.
Oh, she looks so sweet.
She's sound asleep.
I fed her before I came up here.
Have you been to the cottage then?
Oh, yes.
How long have you been back?
Oh, we got back about an hour ago. I came up here, but there was no one around.
No, no, we've been out moving her father's new combine.
Oh, right.
Do you want some lunch, darling?
Oh, no, thanks. I had something in the cottage with Morwenna.
Morwenna?
Yes, she's just sorting the place out.
Oh, I see.
She's been great.
She?
Oh, yeah. Well, she knows so much about childbirth. I mean, it was a really wonderful experience.
Was it?
Yeah. It was all down to Morwenna. I mean, she knew what to do and what to say.
And you didn't have any problems?
No. No, it all happened in a really natural way, in the open air.
I thought you said you were in a teepee.
Well, yeah, we were. But it wasn't a hospital with all those lights and that horrible smell.
It was a bit muddy, though, wasn't it?
She came into the world surrounded by beautiful people with music all around her.
You make it sound very special.
It was.
Can I hold her for a minute?
If Mum will let you. Of course you can.
Here. Go to your grandfather.
Oh, there. Now then. Oh. She looks so peaceful.
She is, because of the way she was born.
Do you really think so?
But I know it. And we had a really good time by the sea.
Did you?
It was Morwenna's idea to get away from all the hassle and get to know my child. I used to sit on the beach with her, listening to the sound of the waves.
Well, it sounds blissful.
It was.
You never said Kate. What's her name?
Oh, I just call her Baby at the moment.
What?
Baby.
Don't you think she should have a name?
Morwenna says we should find out what our children are like before we give them a name. It creates a kind of harmony between who they are and what we call them.
Well, that's all very well, darling.
Look, it doesn't matter, Brian. All that matters is that Kate's come home with our granddaughter. And I feel so happy.